Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Louis and Emma with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Brisbane now holds the title of Australia's second most expensive city for housing, beaten only by Sydney. A new report from CoreLogic has revealed that Brisbane now has a median house price of over $930,000, surpassing the previous runner-up Canberra in May. High housing prices are only adding additional burden to Queenslanders, as the Sunshine State records a lower median income than Victoria and the ACT. Housing Minister Megan Scanlon says the pressure on the market is due to a lack of supply, claiming the government is focused on building more homes faster.
A nearshore landslide has created a massive hole at the end of Inskip Point, north of Rainbow Beach, submerging part of the popular barge landing. Landslips happen when a large body of sand moves quickly and creates an underwater cliff that advances towards the shore as the sand travels seaward. All campsites and beach driving areas at Inskip Peninsula Recreation Area will remain open, but the Department of Environment has warned anyone close by to drive carefully before choosing to approach the area. The DES has also advised the public to avoid the water's edge, stay away from swimming near the landslip, and to ensure children are properly supervised.
In national news, almost 2.6 million Australian workers will get an additional $33.10 each week from July, according to a ruling by the workplace umpire. The Fair Work Commission issued the ruling on Monday that will raise the award and minimum wages by 3.75%. The national minimum wage will raise by 87 cents to $24.10 per hour, or $915.91 per week. Justice Adam Hatcher, the head of the commission, stated they decided against further increases to the minimum wage, as giving a rise that would have greatly exceeded inflation, which was 3.6% in the year to March, would not be appropriate.
The federal government has today announced additional funding for Australians in financial crisis, with $4.9 million committed to emergency and food relief across the country. The funding will go to 195 resource providers in metropolitan, regional, and remote areas to supply food, transport, pharmaceuticals, and clothing to those struggling to make ends meet. Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth said that this funding was part of an ongoing commitment by the Labor government to support Australian families in strengthening their financial well-being and capability.
In international news, Mexico has elected its first female president in an historic victory for former climate scientist and Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum. Sheinbaum, a protege of Mexico's outgoing president, has won the highest vote percentage in the history of Mexico's democracy, according to preliminary results, with her party expected to receive a supermajority in parliament. Sheinbaum campaigned on a platform of expanding welfare policies and improving security. This election was also historic for being the most violent in the country's history, with 38 candidates murdered during the campaign. Analysts have attributed the deaths to powerful drug cartels and often corrupt local governments.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.